Back now with Day to Day. The Oscar nominations were announced this morning. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button led with 13 nominations, including one for Best Picture. Other Best Pick nominees include Frost Nixon, Milk, The Reader, and Slumdog Millionaire. The Best Supporting Actor category was closely watched today. As expected, Heath Ledger picked up a posthumous nomination for his role in the film The Dark Knight. A few years ago in that same category, there was a lot of buzz surrounding actor Andy Serkis for his performance as Gollum in the Lord of the Rings film The Two Towers.
You're a liar and a thief.
No.
In the end, Serkis wasn't nominated. The Academy said he couldn't be because the role was filmed using computer-generated technology known as performance capture. Andy Serkis says with or without computers, his approach to acting is the same.
On a live-action set, you have the addition of costume and makeup to help you with your performance, whereas with performance capture, you're in an empty studio, which has a wireframe set, you know, so there's not real things around, but sort of reconstructions made up of wireframe and mesh, and you're wearing a suit with dots. So what, in fact, the animators or the CG effects artists are doing are clothing you after the fact. It's just a different way of filming a performance, really, or recording a performance. What I love about acting is transformation. And performance capture allows you to travel places that just might not be possible in a live-action situation.
In addition to the role of Gollum, Serkis has played the giant gorilla, King Kong, in 2005. And in the new movie, Inkheart, which opens tomorrow, he plays a dastardly villain named Capricorn.
When I get offered these roles, which are, yeah, they do kind of veer towards the dark side, it has to be said, I try and pose a question, I suppose, to the audience in terms of, I mean, I've never really believed in the concept of evil per se. I think villains and people are part of circumstance, and if you start to exclude them from humanity, then I think it's very, very dangerous territory. We're all part of humanity, and we need to examine why people operate in the way they do, even if they do very dark and deadly things.
We'll hear more from actor Andy Serkis on tomorrow's program.